Today on Real Radio.
Let's, as a church, get an A for trying, and if we fail, better than an F for sitting around and doing nothing.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're in chapter 3 now, where the Apostle Paul describes how each member of the body of Christ is to do our Lord's work according to the specific gifts given to him by our Maker. That, of course, is just one of the ways that we are to be obedient to our calling. Here's Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now continuing in his mini-series called Christians Behaving Badly.
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, listen to what Peter says. Having been born again, beautiful, past tense, you're saved. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. That's the word of God. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Wow, that's in you. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower fades away. But, what does it say? The word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. That's what you want to do. You know the great statement of Jesus, the first shall be last, the last shall be first? Right now, the carnal Christian says, I want to be first. Where's the line? Where's the line? Here's the line. They go, the first thing they do is they go, I'm speaking spiritually now, although we don't appreciate it physically either. The carnal Christian goes right to the front to see what they can do to get in the front line. The spiritual Christian says, I'm not going to sweat it. I just got here. I'll get to the back of the line. And you stand in the back of the line. And the amazing thing about that is Jesus says, don't worry about it. The last will be first when I get done with the program, and the first will be last. Well, how does that happen? I don't know. Maybe when they open the door, it opens up and slaps the first guy in line in the face. Or what if they said, you know what? Have you ever been to those elevators that have two doors on each side? Walk in there, everyone's facing this way. Press the button, walk in. Yeah, at least I'm the first one out of here. And then it stops and the door opens up. And he's like, hello, come on. And everybody's out. It opened up behind you and they left that back way. It's hilarious. Think of that. First shall be last, last shall be first. Now, this is very important. Point number four, it's this. The Christians behaving badly, it's this, that they hinder the work of the kingdom, verses 8 through 10. The carnal Christian hinders the kingdom work. Number one, by goofing off rather than getting the work done. They goof off. Verse 8 says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. We're in this together. We're all planting and watering together. That's all that's important. Listen, ask yourself, don't say anything out loud. Ask yourself this question. Are you planting or are you watering? See, what does that mean? Are you getting the word of God out to the world? Are you participating? And they say, how am I supposed to do that? What do you think your tithes and offerings do? What do you think your prayers are doing? What do you think, if ever you get a DVD or a CD or whatever of a message here, do you understand that? In fact, I heard this from somebody here a while back. And they said this, I can't believe it. I have a friend in another state and you send the teachings there to them for free. And I have to pay, what is it, $100? Now how much is it a message? $3. I have to pay $3. First of all, you don't have to pay anything. You want to make a big enough stink about it, we'll give it to you. Truly, I'm not joking. Here's the thing. Those people that are serving there are instructed to say, ma'am, sir, we give you who attend here the opportunity, that money, 100% of it goes to getting the gospel out to those who don't live in the region and they say, I'd like to get these messages here in the Indian reservation of the Blackfoot Indian tribe in South Dakota, which is a real story, but we can't afford it. Well, I don't care about that. I can't believe I'm having to pay $3. Hey, give her the teaching. Listen, we're not losing. She just lost in investing in the work of God. To the carnal Christian, it's only as far as their nose goes. They can't see the end. It's like coming to the end of your life. And the book of Proverbs says that the parents are to store up an inheritance for their children. People come to the end of their lives and say, man, I got nothing. I didn't, well, you know, I had cool this and I had a cool that. And I had a really wild one of those and a really fun one of these. Well, why does that happen? Well, how is it that you come to the end and there's nothing? Take that into the spiritual step. You come to the end of your life and you didn't invest in the kingdom of God. It's because you didn't believe what his word had said. And the Bible says you're carnal. Oh, you're going to heaven. That's settled. You go, thanks, Pastor. But I got to tell you, if you care about the things of God, that ain't enough. That's already settled. You're in, man. You're in. But now that you're in, what are you going to do with it? It's exciting. I got to tell you guys, the hindering of the work, goofing off rather than getting the work done, putting my notes together this morning, because by the time I come to Sunday morning, I have notes all over the place, and then I just have the Lord help me assemble it all right before service. Lord, what do you want? I throw away more stuff than I wind up using, and it's just part of the process. And I was putting this here, and the Lord just laid stuff on my heart. And I got to tell you, I got emotional, and I didn't get emotional at first service because I think I cried it all out in the early hours of this morning putting this together. And here it is right here. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 really affected me. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, but, or and. Some of your Bibles say but. That's more accurate. But each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. He's talking to Christians. You can't work your way into heaven. Do you all understand that? I need a yes or I need a no. You understand that? You can't get to heaven by being good. But now that Jesus has saved you, be good. So check this out. I'm just sharing what God has convicted my heart about. And this is the way I read it this morning. He who plants, me. He who waters, me. Lord, show me which or give me both. And he's been faithful to do that. God has put me in places I would never have even picked or even thought of possible. How is it? On Friday night, I'm speaking to the concerned women of America. I'm not a woman. I am concerned, but I'm not a woman. And I am an American. What am I doing there? Beverly LaHaye wants me to speak there. How did this happen? Lord, just don't let me blow it. And I don't know, man. There was another pastor that he was there to open up in prayer, and I was one of the speakers, and he and I were like this. Oh, you okay? No, I'm not okay, man. You get like this before every service? I get nervous before service, but not like this. What's the deal? It's all these chicks in the room. I mean, look at us. They're like all these women in the room. This is not normal. What are we doing here? I'm serious. We had a real conversation doing that. We're like this, what are we doing here? I can't believe it. It's being broadcast back to Washington, D.C. It's like, it's great to be here. I'm like, nose starts growing. It's terrifying. I said, what are we doing here? I don't know, Lord, but help me to be a waterer or a planter. And I was so convicted thinking, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. And I don't know what this means. And don't tell me what you think it means. God can tell me what it means. I believe he said, Jack, you're running out of time. Well, what does that mean? You're running out of time. And he gave me these verses. This is for me. He gave me this thought, time, resources, and opportunity. Are the issues, Jack. Time, resources, and the opportunity are the issues, Jack. Because you're already saved. You're going to heaven. I'm done with that part. Now I want to know what you're going to do with your life. What do you want me to do? And this is what I got. Matthew 6:24. This may or may not mean anything to you, but it means everything to me. Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other, but you cannot serve God or money. Did you know America is baroque? We are mathematically impossibility to repair our economy. We need 1,943 years to recover from the spending that's happened in the last 18 months. We need 1,943 years to pay back, I believe it's $1,000 per person per day, the formula, you can put it in, it's on the web, it's amazing. It's going to take us almost 2,000 years to pay back the spending that's happened in 18 months. It's over for America. Over! And God is saying, Jack, you're in a culture and you are of a people who will either serve me or money. And I'm trying to give you guys a hint. God says, the money is gone. And you still don't recognize me. The money's gone and you still can't see me as a nation. As a people, you're not calling out to me. Time, resources, and opportunity. John chapter 9, verse 2, Jesus said, the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? And Jesus says, neither one of them, neither his parents or the man sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And this is encouraging now. But watch. Are you guys with me? You're sure quiet. Are you with me? I must work the works of him who sent me while it is yet day. Jesus is saying this. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. Leave that up on the screen for a second, guys. This is the Son of God in flesh, God eternal. The Son of God. Come from heaven to earth. He says, I must work the works of him. That's his pop. That's dad. Father, who sent me while it, what? It is day. Why? Because night is coming. Leave it on the screen. I know I'm going to quote another verse, but just leave this one on the screen. Didn't Joshua go to battle? They were being invaded by a bunch of bad guys. So are you. And Joshua says, oh my gosh, we got to do something. And he goes to war. Joshua commands Israel, goes to war to fight the enemies of Israel, and Joshua figures out, because he's a great general, holy cow, this we're not going to make, we're running out of time. He's Jewish, he didn't say holy cow, he said, oy vey, we're running out of time. We are running out of time, and he cries. Joshua goes, God, make the sun to stand still in the valley of Adullam. And don't allow the moon to rise. What an insane prayer. Are you kidding me? What made him even think that? He's probably thinking like you and I think. It's not so far-fetched. Man, I just wish I had more time in the day. You ever think that? I wish there was more days in the week. I wish there were more weeks in the year. He says, I wish the sun would stand still. I got to finish this job. If it gets dark, the enemy is going to flee and they'll come back another day. Guess what God did? It says that God heard his prayer and he caused the sun to stand still. Oh. And they finished the battle. Time is everything. And the Lord is laying on my heart, hey, Jack, what are you doing with your time and the opportunities I give you? What are you doing with your resources? I can't wait to tell you something in about 7 months. I can't tell you right now. I can't tell you because if I tell you and if it doesn't happen, then I'll look like an idiot. But in 7 months, you'll know. Lord willing, please, Lord, cause the sun to stand still. It will be a miracle. I think God answers prayers like that if we're willing to pray them. And the person that's here this morning saying, man, I don't think God wants to do anything in my life. Listen, buck up, okay, and pray this prayer. Dear God, cause the sun to stand still and let me get in the game. You're not in the game yet. You're not in the fight. You're not in the war. God answers those prayers if you're in the war. Get in the fight. Call Boxer and Feinstein. Seriously, get in the fight. Help us. Stand up. Get in the fight. Don't sit there and wait it off. And by the way, we all know, when you don't get in the fight, you are the number one criticizer of those who are in the fight. Everybody knows that about you. Don't you know that? You've deceived yourself. Well, I don't think we should. That's because you're not doing anything. I told you before, I'll say it again. Let's, as a church, get an A for trying, and if we fail, better than an F for sitting around and doing nothing. Get in the game and watch the sun stand still. Watch God impress upon your heart. More time! He says in verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. Yes! You are God's field. You are God's building. This is awesome. Because when Jesus comes to a field, he expects fruit and vegetables to be produced. When he comes to a building, he expects to be invited into it. Paul's talking to the Christian. He's saying, look at you guys, you're amazing. Yeah, you're goofing off, you're carnal, you're a bunch of nincompoops. But the truth is you're going to heaven. By the way, I'm not saying any of you are nincompoops. No, you guys are different. I mean to tell you, I'm not joking. You guys are engaged. You guys are shaking it up. What do you think? I laughed when I made that announcement about Feinstein and Boxer. They know this church. I was speaking at that event on Friday night, and women came from Florida, and they said, we watch your services on Wednesday night from Orlando. They know you. Unbelievable. You guys are awesome. Here's the thing. There is a danger. If there's one person in here this morning that is nurturing a carnal heart as a Christian, you're going to heaven, but nobody, if you died today, nobody would miss your Christianity. That's a scary day. Why? Because look at verse 10. They're carnal Christians and they hinder the kingdom of God by having not gotten involved. They've resisted the work. According to the grace of God, verse 10 says, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, Paul said, and others build on it. Let each one take heed how he builds. The word take heed means to examine, use a plumb line. Watch out. Make sure it's going up right. Examine your Christian walk. Watch out. Get involved. Don't miss it. Christians behaving badly. Why? How? They go about building their own kingdom. They build their own kingdom. The only sad thing about this, not the only sad thing, the profound sad thing is, you know those kinds of things because they last one generation. They last as long as the guy's around. Verses 11 to 13. Their foundation's cracked. They start their work on a disgruntled heart or a bitter heart or a jealous heart or an ambitious heart. They're cracked. They're kingdom builders for themselves. Look what he says. For no other foundation can anyone lay which is Jesus Christ. See this? You hear? You can't see this, but I wish you could hear it. Can you hear that? Here's the carpet. And here's this. Hear the difference? I'm standing on a bronze plaque right here. What's it say? No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. It's been here since this church started. You can build other things. You can have a foundation. But if it's not Jesus, it's going to come crumbling down, my friend. You say, when is that going to happen? Oh, it's going to come. Look at this other point here in verses 14 to 15. They have forgotten about the judgment. It's all going to come to an end someday. See, they get so caught up in what's in it for them as a carnal. Well, what do I get? And how come I'm not in the front? And it's all about me, and I'm going to name it after myself. Can you imagine? Think about this. Let's start etching your names who tithe in the glass of the church. Huh? Why not? Let's take these incredibly illustrious and glamorous seats you're sitting in. I'm joking about the cheapest seats you can buy. And put your name. Let's embroider your name on there. What do you think of that? Most of you, it makes you sick to your stomach to think like that. Why? Because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. Amen. But some people go, hey, that's a great idea. I'd like that. Watch. You know why? The person who thinks like that is the person who either A, gave a lot, or B, thinks they gave a lot. But here's the thing is they didn't give anything to anybody, did they? They gave it to themselves. When you go to Disneyland, if you ever afford to go to Disneyland, you ever when you walk up to Disneyland, have you seen the bricks on the ground? What's it say? It says, Mr. and Mrs. Mouse. Well, how'd you do that? I want a brick like that. Daddy, daddy, I've heard kids say, I want a brick. I want our name on there. Well, you got to give that rat or that rodent, you have to give that rodent a lot of money, man, to get that on there. Paul is saying your life doesn't belong to you, Corinthians. If he was here today, he'd say, hey, Chino Hillians, doesn't belong to you either. Doesn't belong to you. Belongs to God, right? And whatever we do, we're either building the kingdom of God and we're excited about Jesus being exalted, right? Or we're hanging, here's the funny thing. Or we're hanging on to everything we got and we think it's ours. We've polluted ourselves to think it's mine. It's all mine. Look what I have. And you don't have it. And when you come by this church, you know, the city's so nice. The city says, we are thinking, we haven't decided yet, but we're thinking that Calvary Chapel Chino Hills might be the most beautiful building in the town, in the whole city. What's that supposed to mean? What are you supposed to do with that? Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What do you say to that? Okay. Praise God. He did it all. We need to make sure that we are constant Christians, not part-time.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a study called Christians Behaving Badly. It's really a mini-series, if you will, that takes a look at the first 15 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, this is where Paul describes how each of us in the body of Christ is not to get caught up in cliques, but rather to teach and preach according to the specific gifts given to us by the Lord. Again, the title, Christians Behaving Badly. And it's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament book, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, here at Real Radio, we've got a way that you can kind of become one of us, if you will. We've been reading the one-year Bible for, what do you think, Pastor Jack, 8 years running now?
8 years.
And we've got one that we'd like to give out to the folks. Tell us about it, would you, Pastor Jack?
Well, here's the deal. It is true, Davey. For 8 years running, every New Year's Day, this church has together started the one-year Bible,
right,
going through the Bible together every day. And it's amazing how a large church can become real small and intimate by going through the Word of God as a body together. And it's been amazing here because you can walk around the campus here and talk to people and they'll say, oh, today's reading was amazing. Or, boy, the Lord is speaking to me so much in the Scripture. And we're all on the same page.
Right. Everybody's
it's really
the same,
remarkable.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's available. It's available here at realradioactive.org. You can go to our website. And producer Steve wants me to say that it's available for a donation of any amount. But listen,
we really want to get that into your hands.
It's the holiday season, right?
Yeah.
And it's the Word of God. So listen, I might get in trouble with producer Steve, but if you send us a penny,
we're going to send it out.
We'll send you the book. We'll send you the Bible. Listen, you need it. Come with us. Be with us. It's so great. It's unified the church here. How much more could it unify all of us together across the nation and around the world at Real Radio? So listen, once again, go to realradioactive.org, get your hand on the one-year Bible and 365-day readings. We'll go through the Bible together, and Lord willing, we'll start it next year as we begin on January 1st.
Okay, that's realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. And if you'd like to call us, it's 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. It's that simple. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.